This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Sunday Supplement, coming to you live from London this week.
Och hi, le new.
Well, not live, is it, really?
I said och hi.
Yeah, I got your joke. You were being Scottish because I said you're in London.
That's not the only reason.
Why?
Well, in London you get all of these exciting papers and all of these exciting things. And so this week I have got for you Scotland on Sunday.
Does that mean I'm going to have to listen to this bad accent all day?
Aye.
Right. So, is it a good paper? What's it called?
Scotland on Sunday.
Right, and is it good?
It is. Aye. It's like a newspaper from the 1990s.
Right. Please stop doing the accent.
No.
No, please. Really do, why? Please. Because it confuses me and I don't think I'm talking to you anymore.
Why is that?
Because I'm an idiot.
I like Lorraine Kelly.
Stop it.
And cake.
Stop it.
And a battered Mars bar.
So how did you find, in your best English voice, how did you find the Scottish on Sunday thing, Scottish? Is it got tartan on it?
It hasn't got that much tartan on it. It's quite disappointing.
But it has got some tartan on it.
I've now resorted to what I call posh Scottish, which is everybody who I know who claims to be Scottish, who doesn't have a Scottish accent, speaks like this.
I see. So I'm up against Scotland on Sunday. Oh, dear.
Freedom!
No. God.
I'm so going to win.
At no point are you allowed to call me a Sassanac.
Sassanac.
I've got The Observer.
Oh, well.
Which I bought before I knew that it had a fertility and pregnancy section in it.
Wow. So, are you going to get pregnant, Simon?
Yeah, I already am pregnant. That's why I've got the supplement.
Won't that anger a lot of religious types?
It might anger quite a few religious types. You're angling for me to do a line from my set, aren't you?
Yeah. I did a joke on stage, which was just me ad-libbing quite a lot. And I started to sing, I saw mummy kissing Santa Claus. And that's why dad didn't come back from Iraq.
So it's Scotland versus the United Kingdom.
Freedom! To be fair, in the past, Scotland has suffered quite nastily under the rest of the UK. So I'm on a back foot already. But come on, hooray, let's go.
Time to cut out and keep stuff from your thing. It's not really paper, is it? It's more of a... At least you're not doing a bagpipe impression. But... Should we propagate some further Scottish stereotypes and ask what you're going to cut out and keep and put in your sporran?
I don't have a sporran, I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because what is the national dress of Scotland if you're female?
Golf trousers.
And a deerskin. I'm still obsessed about it because last week I'd have pounded you. I had such a good article to cut out and keep last week.
Yeah, whatever.
It was amazing. Let's seriously, readers, it was absolutely amazing. It was about Mustangs in the US and how the US government's rounding them up to shoot them.
What, the cars?
Yeah, the cars. No,
the horses. You mean the horses? That was genuine. I honestly thought, well, what did you shoot a car for? I mean,
it's a way of guaranteeing them a bailout. If you cull the cars, you increase the value of each car, logically, and therefore you can sell them on for more, even though nobody has any money to buy them with. Sorry, Americans. I'm sorry. But no, it's really cool. Literally, they had something like 32,000 animals who were sort of in pens. And what they were going to do is then going to kill them and then sell them to the French.
Oh, to eat?
Yeah. How cool is that? But then I was thinking, oh, Mustang steaks would be really nice.
Oh, I bet, yeah. you're only saying this because this week's is rubbish, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
Is it as good as that?
No, but that one was superb. That's why I mentioned it. What were you going to keep last week?
I can't remember. It was pretty good, though.
Well, if you can't remember it, obviously it wasn't that good.
Well, I didn't need to remember it, because I was there, ready to record, and you weren't.
Well, I mean, it's full of Scottish articles, my...
Scottish paper.
I mean, even such loose connections as a bit of James Bond trivia with a Scottish connection. £30,000 of furniture supplied by Tandram, based in Jeffrey Street, Edinburgh, appeared in the final scenes of The Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, when you listen back to this, you're going to realise that you probably shouldn't have done a Scottish accent.
Why?
I don't know, I just a feeling that I have.
Oh, why did you say that?
So, what are you actually going to cut out?
I'm only kind of doing this because I do know genuine Scottish people who will actually be upset by this. And I'm only really wanting to upset the Scottish people I know, because the Scottish people I don't know are probably be vomiting in a doorway somewhere ready to kill again.
What are you going to cut out and keep? You're avoiding the subject quite well.
Lack of snow causes meltdown.
Oh, God.
There were chaotic scenes as the much-publicised snowstorms across Scotland failed to turn up.
Is it some sort of English conspiracy about the weather as well?
Aye.
They're stealing our snow again.
Freedom! Yeah.
My granddad was from Glasgow, and he would be spitting feathers right now at my ironic anti-Scotch. Can't say Scotch because they don't like it.
Well, you can say Scotch because they don't like it. And they're a long way away from London.
I've got.
You've got.
Well, to be honest, I'm in a frivolous mood. And the best article was actually about a 9-page spread about a Mexican drug turf war where thousands of people have been killed. But it's far too depressing to talk about. So I found this one instead, which is Drop the Knives, Better Packaging is Here. And it's in the New York Times pullout section.
Ah, yes, the famous New York Times pullout section.
And companies like Amazon and Sony and Microsoft and Best Buy have all decided that they're going to design better access packaging. So you don't have to sort of like spend 10 minutes trying to open everything that they send you. Because Sony recorded this video of people trying to get into their products. And one of them physically cut himself whilst he was doing it.
You're literally talking to me about packaging, aren't you?
I am talking to you about packaging, but I've done all my Christmas shopping on Amazon this year, and it's true. The stuff they've been sending me has been really easy to open.
Right.
And Sony have come up with this idea of still wrapping everything up in that really tight plastic, but putting zips on it.
Are we just talking about fetish gear now?
No. Well, yeah. I suppose it is an extension of those PVC gimp suits, isn't it?
But do you think that that's what the PVC fetish is? Just a load of people going, oh, really fancy some DVDs.
The fetish isn't the person wearing it. It's the other person looking at that person who thinks, oh, she's wrapped nice.
Oh, I don't understand what you're saying there. So it's a person looking at the person who's looking at the person. So it's God.
Although that said, the Turin Shroud was a form of packaging in that sense, wasn't it?
It was. As wrapping paper goes, though, it was a bit... You could have put some Christmas trees on that.
Yeah.
Or I suppose it would have been Easter eggs, wouldn't it?
So, I think I've got the better article, because I can't even remember what yours was about. What was yours about?
Snow causing a meltdown and some Scottish furniture. But the whole paper, it kind of feels like I'm back in the past. It feels like newspapers did when I was a girl. The actual paper is broadsheet paper. Some of the supplements are broadsheet. The review section is bigger than the Independent anyway. And it's just old and makes you think of what life was like when you still used to eat sugar puffs for breakfast.
Is it deep fried?
No. Oh. But it's quaint.
All right, I'll strike you a deal then.
What?
You can win last week's Cut Out and Keep, but I have to win this week because I got a better article.
You don't. It was about packaging.
Yours was about snow that didn't happen.
Snow that didn't happen is a form of packaging because it's those little bits that you get in packaging, isn't it?
I've offered you the deal. The deal is, if you want to win last week's with your brilliant story about Mustangs, that's fine.
I think we know I already won last week anyway, even though you tried to cheat.
I didn't try to cheat. I did cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you tried to cheat but failed because I've got letters stating that I won last week, even though Simon cheated.
That you wrote to yourself.
I did not write them to myself. Her name's Isabel. How am I meant to deal with that?
So I win this week. You won last week.
Go away. Just, like, get out of here. Or I'll drink at you.
food and travel then.
Travel or trude.
Yeah, we're mixing food and travel. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but okay, I will do food. You do travel. You may begin.
Well, this is the reason we're combining it. Mine is actually a travel thing about food. It's a Scottish guy. Now, I can't say his name, but I'll spell it for you.
Go on.
R-U-A-R-I-D-H.
R-U-A-R-S. Are you an arsehole? Hang on. R-U-A... I-D... Ot. No. I-U-A.
Anyway, this guy has been in search of the perfect pork pie.
In search of the perfect pork pie? Melton Mowbray?
Well, that's where he ended up, yeah. But
what do you mean that's where he ended up? That's where everybody ends up. I mean, it's just, that's a stupid article, right there.
Well, it's stupid for many reasons. First reason is that they
I got the answer in about 2 seconds. They were a stupid article.
Hang on. They were in Sicily eating food and they said, oh, there's nothing better than a pork pie and a warm pint. And so they decided to search for the perfect pork pie. It's like one of those stupid challenges that people do. And this whole thing, right, is a massive article. It's huge. And I'm not joking. They tried 2 pork pies.
Right. 2.
2. Yeah. 2 pork pies.
One was from Melton Mowbray and the other one was from where?
Just down the road. 2 pork pies. That was it. They were fed up by pork pies at that point. They nearly didn't have the second pork pie because they were fed up with pork pies.
Do you remember going to Edinburgh and having a pork and pickle pie?
A pork and pickle pie?
A pork and pickle pie.
That's partly why I chose it, because of the pork and pickle pie. It just seems ridiculous to go all the way to Melton Mowbray and then try 2 pork pies. Not even a pork and pickle pie. They had a pork and apple pie, but not a pork and pickle pie.
I've got quite a good cookery section here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different party foods for Christmas. Cooking with kids.
Well, actually deep frying them and...
Yeah, exactly.
Coating them in sausage
Here's
meat.
Here's a tasty treat to get you in the mood for all things delicious this Christmas. And you have to prick their skins quite intensely, apparently, or they shrivel up. However, the one I want to pick up on is 5 ways with quince.
Quince.
Is that a food stuff?
No, it's a 1970s TV show.
Yeah. This is what you can make with quince. Membrillo.
Just making up words. What's membrillo?
Quince paste. Number 2.
Yeah.
Is quince paste glaze.
Is it all just quince paste?
Do you know what number 3 is?
Quince jelly.
Yes!
Right.
Number 4 is interesting. It's beef and quince stew. But number 5, quince compote.
I don't know what quince is. I'm sure it's delicious.
They're a type of trill from Star Trek.
Is it like a sharp, sour fruit?
They're a bird. Obviously they're a bird. It's a quince.
It's a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, the natural enemy of a Jean-Luc Picard.
What, a quince?
Yeah. Well, Q, isn't it?
It is Q, but he's not an enemy, he's a god. Helps them out occasionally, does Q. Right. And then he appears as a really bad pollster in the West Wing.
He does, having sex with Joey Lucas.
Did he have sex with Joey Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did.
But they missed a joke. They forgot to have the interpreter in the room.
Yeah, that would have been...
That's Blackadder, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yes, it is, yeah, yeah. First series of Blackadder with the Spanish Queen.
Indeed. Miriam Margulies.
Who covers herself in membrillo.
Time to play article or farcical then?
Yes.
Can we not do this in Scottish?
Aye.
Actually, no. I insist that you do it in Gaelic.
Gaelic.
No, Gaelic.
Gaelic.
Don't say Gaelic.
Why not? Does that confuse you slightly, Simon? Gaelic. Because it's gay. Like a zoom.
A zoom?
Yeah, a zoom. One of those ice lollies with the multicoloured rainbows.
Yeah.
And you lick that, or a round tree's fruit soup, you know, pastely type ice lolly.
Oh, that's a gay lick because you're licking something rainbow?
Yeah.
I see. That's quite funny.
Not really.
No.
Now, are you prepared to lose?
Yeah, very. The raison d'etre, I lose, therefore I am.
It is. Your raisins are most plump and juicy. So, I am going to read you some articles from Scotland on Sunday. And some of them are genuine articles and one of them isn't. One of them I've made up. It's up to you to decide which is the farcical among the articles. So, Simon, a rock in a hard place.
A rock in a hard place.
Not a rock. I just said a because I'm Scottish and I need to start everything with a vowel. But it's rock in a hard place, which is all about Las Vegas.
What?
Las Vegas. It's like Glasgow, only even more shit.
Oh, God.
So well, it's shite, isn't it? It's shite, not shit. Apologies to all the Scottish people who are offended.
You're not going to apologise for the offensive accent. You're going to just apologise for one word.
Arts and Mines.
Right. Scottish people aren't very good at puns, are they?
No. There is another one I could do as well. Cause Celeb.
Cause Celeb, right.
Does that work as a pun?
Well, it's not a pun, is it? Oh, as in celeb, as in...
celebrity.
Yeah, not really, no.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't write that one, listeners.
And...
Credit Crunch Hair.
Oh, God's sake. How to get your hair cut for cheap, yes?
Pretty much. Well, it's more bemoaning the fact that you have bad haircut. And goat's face.
Goat's face. Right.
I'm not going to tell you what goat's face is about.
Okay, that's because you just made it up. I think goat's face is the farcical because it's the only one that actually made me laugh. And the other ones, rock, hard place, arts and minds, core celeb and credit crunch hair... are all articles.
Yeah, you're right.
Scotland, hurrah.
Scotland!
And where is your accent from?
Somewhere near Hounslow, I think.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And for our American listeners, Hounslow is nearer Texas than it is Scotland. I bet there is a Hounslow, Texas.
There probably is. Like, you know how most of America is named after crap bits of Britain, like New York?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Americans go to York and just go,
Ours is better.
And then Birmingham.
Yeah, they've got a Birmingham in Alabama, haven't they?
No, it's Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Rather than Birmingham.
And Lugabaruga, which is Loughborough.
And Leicester. Where the streets are paved with red cheese.
And lye, because people have been buried. What? Is that what you bury people in, lye?
No, it's what you do when you have to tell Simon that he looks good today.
That's not really nice.
I wish there was an article called Goat's Face.
What would it have been about had it been a real article?
I reckon it would have been a show for farmyard animals where they'd have to have trimmed the faces of the goats and give them hairstyles. Give them a goatee.
What you've done there is confused a made-up article in your head with the late-night reality TV show Celebrity Scissorhands.
I haven't watched that. Is that where they chop off celebrities' hands and replace them with scissors?
Yeah, it's quite funny watching Noel Edmonds try and phone the banker after he's been on there.
That dastardly Vincent Price, what has he been up to? He thinks he's helping, but you can never make a celebrity truly human.
Let's get down to business now. Do you see what I did there? I was suggesting that business and money and...
Oh, you've got all the money because you're a southern get.
Is Formula One on the skids?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much the answer. So, yeah. So after the shock withdrawal of Honda, will there be reverberations throughout British motorsport industry? And the answer is yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, my article's boring, I've just realised. Because Formula One is actually quite boring, except when you're watching the race. There you go. That's literally the reason I chose this article, so you could do that impression.
I'm really cool. I had so many boyfriends when I was a teenager, I swear. I wasn't alone in my room for a long period of time, and you know, that's kind of the only impression I can do. That and Shaggy.
Are you gonna do Shaggy?
Life does one big body when you're still young, and who's gonna have it back when it's all gone? If she was there through my incarceration, I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
I think most people would have thought you were on about Scooby-Doo, but there you go. What's your article?
I've got two, really. One's all about how Scottish water is going to go completely eco, because it's going to use wind turbines to power all the water.
Why don't they use water turbines?
You'd think. But there aren't enough hills in Scotland, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly right.
It's completely flat. And no big locks or lakes or anything like that to do that with. Another article is, So Did They Get What They Wished For?, which is all about the annual Santa Run on its way in Edinburgh, which is basically When You Wish Upon a Star charity. In order to completely delude them about Santa Claus and completely ruin the idea that it is a magical thing for them, they organise this massive run through Edinburgh where everybody is dressed as Santa. And there's this massive picture of about 600 Santas running, including women Santas with beards. It's quite a turn-on.
But that's like going to meet, I don't know, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
And meeting him backstage, and then it turns out that everyone backstage is Mick Jagger.
Or everybody backstage, you've basically gone to an aquarium full of frogs.
You can't call Mick Jagger a frog.
Is a frog. He dances like a frog. He's jumpy. He's cool. I like frogs. They're nice.
You're obsessed with frogs.
I'm not obsessed with frogs. They do try and mate with you if you put your finger in the water, though, and they're horny.
At home, then, which is weird because you're not.
Chez nous, à la centre de la rue.
You wanted to do this section, therefore you must have something good to talk about.
It's hip to be square.
Is it?
Yeah. In the house that Jim and Carol Gregg built on the banks of the Tay, where's this vestigial and Bauhaus influences with pride.
I know what a Bauhaus is.
What's a Bauhaus?
It's an architectural thing. I didn't know it because of Jonathan Meads.
Have you been watching Wallander?
Yeah, I told you to watch it.
Yeah. Doesn't the guy that look like Jonathan Meads?
Yes! The very first shot of Kenneth Branagh in it, you go, oh God, who's that look like? And you're right, it's Jonathan Meads. Wallander's quite good, except it's obsessed with making everything yellow or blue because it's set in Sweden.
All the interiors seem really clean, which is a bit like this house here. This house, which is, you know, what some Scots put together and claim as interior decoration. Everything, even the toilet, is square.
Ew.
It's basically the house you'd put in to brain a toddler. It's quite cool though. Everything looks really funky and modern and stuff, apart from on the mantelpiece in the corner, they've got a Mickey Mouse.
With square ears?
Not with square ears.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Exactly.
If they'd had it made out of Lego, that would be brilliant.
Lego.
I have got a gift guide for the ethical shopper.
I've got one of them too.
Oh, okay.
So for men, I've got fair trade purple polo shirt or a Timu leather journal or a white muscular. What do you have?
A washing machine. But it's green. It's literally green. They've made it green. It's a green washing machine.
Make it green.
I think it's steam powered or something, or steam drive.
Like the Hogwarts Express.
Yeah. Or Doc Brown's contraption in Back to the Future 3.
Nice reference. Well done.
Thanks.
There's a socket to homelessness, which is basically a pair of socks you can get from Top Man.
Which stop homelessness.
Yeah.
Or just alleviate middle class guilt.
I think basically when you get a pair of socks, they get a pair of socks too.
Right. Okay.
Socks for everyone! Hooray! Socks!
Okay. So I think you win for the toddler death trap.
Yeah!
Let's decide who's won this week then.
I think you'll find it's us. We will never be defeated.
Well, you will.
No, I won't.
Well, no.
Oh,
Are we talking about you, Izzy, or you, the Scottish?
Gordon Brown will never lose.
Right.
Because he never puts himself up for a challenge.
Are you suggesting he won't hold another election?
Not ever again.
Wow.
Freedom!
Quite the opposite, in fact. So, I have to admit, it's pretty impressive that you've managed to get hold of a Scottish newspaper whilst being in the heart of England.
Well, I wouldn't say the heart, I'd say the anus of England.
The anus of England is a better description, yes.
I mean, to be fair, most Londoners are more aware of their anus than their heart.
Between us, we've been quite offensive.
We come from sucks.
Right.
So if they do get offended by the fact that we're not impressed, either by their beauteous highlands and ancient history, or
and amazing technological innovations and oil, or their oil,
or their massive capital filled with more people than one could possibly imagine, probably one of the greatest cities on earth, they get offended by a couple of country bumpkins going on about it. Well, They can go plough a field.
So the paper you should have bought last Sunday was the Scotland on Sunday.
Frida, se prenia, mama ni siulana, hinna, hinna. I got confused there. I was thinking about Arsene Wenger.
So join us next week. Hopefully Izzy won't be in London anymore.
And we'll actually, we've got quite a lot of backdated letters, don't we?
We've got letters to do, yeah.
But if you want to, do send us some feedback this week.
We need some hate mail as well.
Proper hate mail, please. Why do you hate us? List the reasons why, and in what ways would you like to
hurt us? We might be getting some tartan-based hate mail this week.
Well, that's the only thing they can write on, because it's got squares, and they have to do a letter in each square.
Like a maths book.
Logarithms, actually. I think that was invented by Scott.
I think everything was invented by Scotland, wasn't it?
Apart from human decency and kindness.
So, if you want to write to us and point out...
And trousers.
Yeah, if you want to write to us and point out that ironic racism isn't particularly any different than... racism.
And no rain. No rain was not invented by Scotland.
SundayPodcast@hotmail.com.
www.sundaysupplement.com.
Or our Facebook group.
Which is Sunday's Supplement. Sunday's Supplement has got an S in it and no apostrophe, by the way. Because Simon cannot spell.
Say goodbye.
Shan't. I win. Yeah, I win. I won, man. I won. With a crummy northern paper. Yes.